And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Keeping It True by You Pelicans. The Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver era of Pelicans basketball continues to produce major news stories, despite the fact that we have not yet seen any play on the court. And this move today, I think, really settled us in for the fact that this, you know, leadership is trying to make moves immediately. You know, we oftentimes think of, you know, okay, a new GM's going to come in, they might take a while, a tank might even take place. But with what we're seeing from Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver, you know, the restructuring that's happened in this front office tells me that things are going to be moving, at least in some capacity, very early on. Once again, welcome. If you're new, this is Keeping It True by You Pelicans. We bring you the latest about your New Orleans Pelicans in a way that is practical, down to earth, and of course keeps you informed of all the latest going on for your New Orleans Pelicans. So let's take a look at this trade. It was announced today via Shams and everybody else who broke the story, and that's basically that the Pacers are trading their 23rd pick in the 2025 draft, which will happen on Wednesday, to the New Orleans Pelicans for the Pelicans' 2026 first round draft pick, which was Indiana's, that they acquired from Toronto. A little bit of shuffling has clearly taken place with that pick, but it is now going back home to Indiana. Also, an interesting point, the Pelicans picked up draft rights to prospect Mojave King, who primarily has played in New Zealand, his home nation out there in the NBL, and he is now going to be a part of the Pelicans organization. We will probably see him during Summer League, but I cannot imagine that he is immediately ready for the main roster, a shooting guard for that matter. Relatively talented. We'll definitely see what splash he makes in Summer League, but for now, this is the first, you know, tangible piece of wheeling and dealing that you've seen from Joe Dumars as the new executive vice president of basketball operations, and of particularly of Troy Weaver as the new GM of Pelicans basketball. And this comes off the tails of everything that we, of course, talked about in the last episode with Zion's, you know, lawsuit problems that he was having. It seems as though from the way how the franchise and the organization has responded to that, they're pretty confident in Zion's legal situation, his legal team. So they're going to proceed with him as the vocal piece. And Joe Dumars does want to get another strong piece in this draft. Now, it's going to be questionable to see if that is available at number 7 or if the Pelicans will make further moves to get up to that spot. We are 1 week away from the draft, of course, on the day this episode drops, and it is so important that we get a good idea of what the Pelicans are looking at as far as prospects go. We'll be releasing an episode next week to cover my full estimated prospects list, who I think that Joe Dumars could be taking, what the Pelicans do at each particular draft position. We'll be sure to have that episode out next week, and we thank you all for sticking around getting to that episode. But right now, if you're still here with me, before we talk about, of course, what this trade means, how it changes the strategy, and why do you even do it in the first place, I have to ask, why have you not subscribed in the first place? Why are you not following? We had major response on all of our social media platforms regarding this news. Thank you all so much. I certainly appreciate it. But if you're not already following on TikTok, subscribed over on YouTube, or anywhere else that you follow podcasts, it is important to get that in place. That way we are ready to go for the draft on the 25th of June. Now, back to the information you're here for. The Pelicans now own 7-23 in the draft. Those are positions that don't often a lot of times correlate in draft strategy. You know, you think about the 7th pick, you generally expect someone in a draft class like this who is a 7th pick to be an eventual starter, and maybe you get an all-star team once or twice. That's roughly what you think of whenever you get into that range. Something along the lines of maybe a Herb Jones, a very solid player that helps your franchise and puts you onto the path of what you wanted to do. Now, of course, the Pelicans are and have historically been very talented when it comes to going deeper into drafts to go get quality prospects. You think of someone like a Trey Murphy III, who was a late teens prospect, and he has now put himself as the number two, at least at this time, player in the organization. Of course, DeJounte Murray will have something to say about that, and we'll see what happens. He is now also back in practice following the Achilles injury. So interesting to see how everybody's progressing with this franchise. But what I think it means for Joe Dumars is that if he truly does feel that his strategy was correct, that he had the situation under control and he wanted to go for this trade up, you know, he's done what he needed to do. He got the best possible draft pick to his knowledge. You look at next year, do you think the Indiana Pacers, with everything you see going on in the East, all the different transactions and movements, are they in a position to where they're going to be worse off or better off next year? A lot of people would tend to agree the Pacers might be better off next year, particularly if the Celtics have to somewhat restructure. And then you have really the Knicks is the second strongest competition in the East. It's a little bit still wide open. So you cash in now and you guarantee yourself a shot with that 23rd pick. Next year it could be 30. Next year it could be 28. I don't think the Pelicans wanted to have to deal a 28 or 30 when they can get something in the sort of earlier 20s, and that's a little bit easier to package. So at the end of the day, this is likely about packaging picks. Now, my counter argument, of course, is that next year you have some very strong players in that first round, and if this season, although the Pelicans seem as though they feel like they still have a loaded roster, the roster realistically should have landed them somewhere in the mid-40s, at least in wins. That's where the total was set before last season. They feel like that's still the quality of team that they have, somewhere in the mid to upper 40s as far as win goes, get you in that playoff position. Seems as though they're trusting in that, and they want to get a solid piece to add to this existing roster and then let Willie Green go out and coach it and see if he can find himself in a position to where he is putting a playoff team back on the court again for your New Orleans Pelicans. And, you know, to leave such potential out there next year, of course, the Pelicans still own the right to their own pick, or they can swap for Milwaukee's pick, which will be beneficial considering the potential of Giannis leaving Milwaukee. It still leaves the question, is that good enough? Is that really going to take care of what you want to do? And beyond that, you know, you look at the rest of the roster. The roster's all locked up here. The biggest potential free agent you have this offseason is Jeremiah Robinson Earl. I mean, beyond that, next year you will have CJ, who's unrestricted, but we obviously think that the Pelicans maybe would restructure that deal much lower and get him in for a much lower dollar if he's kept. Beyond that, you know, most likely he would be packaged elsewhere. And then you look at the rest of your core pieces: Trey Murphy, 2029, Zion and Yves Miesi, 2028, realistically, by the way, restricted free agent timeline. And then Herb, Jordan Hawkins, and DeJounte Murray, all 2027. So the core is locked up here. You don't really have any need to worry about the core. This is about adding a piece to make 25 and 26, and remember, this is 25, 26, 26, 27, very strong seasons, so that way you're wheeling and dealing for much larger pieces whenever it comes to potential playoff pushes in 27, 28, 29. You hit the prime of this roster, if you will, if you want to call it that. That's where you're looking at in particular. So overall, not a lot to complain about from what Joe Dumars has done here. I feel like between what he and Troy Weaver have put together, it's going to be a lot more compelling draft night. Now, of course, could the Pelicans go trade up, get Ace Bailey? I think that is something that could happen. I don't know what kind of capital at this point you have to give up, particularly with what you have, because your 27 pick is a combination of pick swaps and rights divvied up between you, Milwaukee, and Atlanta. So you don't own another first-round pick until 28. And then, obviously, seconds don't really get you too far as trading up goes into higher-level first-round selection. So at that point, you're moving a player. And it's been said, you know, pretty much the entire roster is on availability, you know. So who knows what Joe Dumars could be doing as he looks to reshape the structure of the entire Pelicans roster. I mean, there's no reason to expect that just because you bring in a new executive vice president of operations that he's going to keep this roster the way it was. He obviously has a vision that's different from the guy you just let go. So he could move a player that might be more favorable to fans, be it, you know, and obviously I don't think we want this as Pelicans fans, but, you know, a Herb, Jose, you may even see someone like a Jordan Hawkins, even Carlo, now that he has a little bit of elevated potential. All those players, I think, are someone who could get packaged, and you, of course, will see if that happens on draft night. We will, again, be back with you next week to bring you those potential draft picks, some thoughts on them, and we'll see what the Pelicans do. We will, of course, react as soon as possible once the pick is made on Wednesday, bring you our analysis, and share with you what we're thinking here on True Bayou Sports Media. Thank you all for watching today. Don't forget, it is important that you are subscribed and that you, of course, like this video so more people see it, so they subscribe, so everybody can get the news together and we can talk about it down in the comments on Wednesday. I'm excited. It's going to be a fun draft process. First one here for the Joe Dumars era Pelicans basketball. I'm excited to be sharing it all with you, and I'll see you then on this next episode of Keeping It True by You Pelicans. Thanks, everybody. This has been a True by You Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True by You Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.